TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features neurodiversity advocate Ethan Lissy, recorded live at TED Weekend 2020.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Autism is something that many people know about. For example, some people think that autistic people are fair-skinned males that speak in monotone and constantly go on and on about the same topic. Some people think that autistic people do not know right from wrong, avoid attention, and usually say the wrong thing at the wrong time. Some people think that autistic people are socially awkward and lack humor and empathy. Now, if you agree with what I just said, I'm sorry to tell you, but you do not have the right impression of autism. How do I know? Because I have autism. I do have my own obsessions with things like electronics and public transit, but that does not define me. Each of us are different and unique in our own way. However, there is not a lot of information out there on what an autistic life actually looks like, so people often resort to stereotypes, and we see these often in the media. Some of the more common stereotypes in the media include being socially awkward, lacking empathy, and even being a super genius. And the lack of knowledge on autism doesn't stop there either. Did you know some people are trying to find a cure for autism? That's because they see it as a negative thing, as a disease. Many people are challenging the idea, and to us, we think autism is not a disease. It's just another way of thinking and looking at the world. Our brains function differently from most people's brains. Think of it like comparing an Xbox and a PlayStation. They're both highly capable consoles with different programming. But if you put your Xbox game in a PlayStation, it won't work because the PlayStation communicates differently. When I look in the mirror, I see someone who thinks differently. Oh, and I also see nice hair. But the question is, am I really diseased if I just think differently? The main problem with living autistic in today's society is that the world just isn't built for us. There's so many ways that we can get overwhelmed. For example, the thing that makes me overwhelmed all the time is loud noises, which means I never crank up my music really loud, and I usually am not a fan of large parties. But other people on the spectrum might get overwhelmed with things like bright lights or strong smells or gooey textures that all have the potential to create anxiety. Think about all the social gatherings you've been to in the past. Was there loud music playing? Were there really bright lights? Were there lots of different food smells going on at the same time? Were there lots of conversations happening all at once? Those things may not have bothered you guys, but for someone with autism, they can be quite overwhelming. So in those situations, we do something called stimming, which is like a repetitive motion or a noise or some other random fidgeting that may or may not seem normal. Some people will flap their arms or make a noise or spin. Yeah, it's basically our way of zoning out. It can often feel necessary for us to stim. However, it's often frowned upon and we're forced to hide it. When we're forced to hide our autistic traits like this, it's called masking. And some people mask better than others. I mask so well sometimes that people don't even know I'm autistic until I give them the big reveal. But at the end of the day, it gets really stressful, and even something like doing my homework at night becomes very tiring. Some people think that because of our ability to mask, that this is the cure to autism. However, all it really does is makes us ashamed of showing our true selves. Another common stereotype that is often associated with autism is that autistic people lack empathy. And again, this is not true. I actually have lots of empathy. I'm just not really good at showing it. Whenever a friend is trying to tell me some of the struggles that they're going through, I often don't know how to express my reply. And that is why I don't show as much empathy as my non-autistic friends do. Emotional expression, however much or however little, is difficult for me. And that is because I am bursting inside with every single emotion one feels at all times. Though, of course, I cannot express it that way. Otherwise, let's say happiness, for example, would come out as a huge burst of gleeful wheezing, hand flapping, and loud vocal woo-hoos. Whereas you may just smile. Whether it be receiving an awesome birthday gift or listening to a tragic story on the news, I cannot really express my reply without bursting, so once again, I have to mask it in order to appear normal. My inner feelings are unlimited, but my mind only lets me express extremes or nothing. So I'm not great with my emotions, and I communicate differently, and because of that, I was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. And this diagnosis helps me and my friends and family to know how my mind works. And in the world, approximately 1% of the population is diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, and this number is growing. However, we are still a big minority, and there are still lots of people that do not see us as equals to other people. In my family, there is one other person who is also autistic. My mother. Yes, adult women can also be autistic. My dad and my brother are both non-autistic. Sometimes it can be a bit difficult for us to communicate with each other, however. Sometimes I'll say something like, oh, Toronto's Union Station, right? Thinking that I can help them to remember certain aspects of it. When they get confused, I often have to elaborate myself on that. And we often have to say things in a number of different ways so that everyone understands. However, despite all that, we all love each other and respect each other as equals. In his book, Neurotribes, author Steve Silberman states that autism and other mental conditions should be seen as naturally human, naturally part of a human spectrum, and not as defects. And this is something that I agree to completely. If autism was seen as part of a natural human spectrum, then the world could be designed to work better for autistic people. I am not ashamed of my autism, and I may not think like you or act like you, but I'm still human, and I am not diseased. Thank you.